and not playing just a guitar and an amplifier, but using gimmicks, fuzzes, and all that sort of stuff to, with it. So I was just amazed, and I come back and I say, well, we're going to do it right. I said, we may not be very good, but we'll start playing psychedelic music. So,
I say creep.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, we didn't last too long. I mean, it was just a high school thing. We all went to college. I sold my electric guitar and got an acoustic.
What kind of guitar do you have?
Beautiful 15-year-old Gibson Southern Jumbo. When the tape runs out, I'll show you my musical instrument collection.
Okay, glad to see you. Alright,
he's going to wonder what you just did now, you know? It only took us 45 minutes, right?
Smaller.
Right.
We're going to turn to the farm now.
The farm, okay.
Yes, preparation. Get your heads up. What do you call a big building behind the farmhouse that the cows hang around in?
The barn.
Yeah. What do you call a building where you store corn?
Where you store corn?
Yeah.
The crib. A corn crib would be an area in an outbuilding where you'd store corn.
What's an outbuilding?
Any buildings other than the in a farm that you, other than the building you live in, is an outbuilding.
Okay. Now, you live on a farm in Oregon.
Right.
Is that your only farm experience?
Yeah. Well,
do you have relatives?
No, I have relatives that live, but that was like vacation, and we'd go down, and they'd try to take me to church with them, and they were,
oh,
you know,
poor, relatives.
Yeah, poor farmers, and they'd say, Well, one thing that they had me do when I was about 8 years old was pull the pig's legs open while they castrated them.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were going to really show me what it's like, the city relatives coming down on the farm.
Well, once you've seen that, I guess you're prepared for it.
That's just about. You see, they didn't use they have elastrators now. Rubber band you just put around the testicles and it drops off in 3 weeks.
Excellent.
Hey, oh, sure. They don't feel a thing. At least I didn't feel a thing. I don't know. But we used it on goats out in Oregon. We would, you know, take the male goats if we had enough of them, and we'd, because you only need one.
Why don't you let them all have a hand in it?
Well, because you eat the male goats.
And they taste better if they've been castrated?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that the purpose for castrating any male animal that you don't need for breeding purpose?
Mm-hmm. The meat's sweeter. It's tenderer. And you only let them grow to be about 6 or 7 months old, and then you shoot them between the eyes and hog dress them, skin them.
What's hog dressing?
Hog dressing is removing the guts. Very easy. Sounds like it's messy, but you can do it without getting blood above your wrist, if you know how to do it. And you can do it with a pocket knife with a 2-inch blade.
I would rather not hear anything.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a little crazy. Okay. What do you call a building or a part of a building where you store grain?
A silo.
Okay. Have you ever heard I might be mispronouncing it, granary or a
granary? Well, that, to me, that would be something like one of these agribusiness type things would have getting their metric tons ready for Russia.
Yeah.
You know, a silo would be something that a little farmer would have.
Okay.
Just the man that runs his own little store, not like Hunt's or any of those other big companies that do it as a business, not as a personal guy doing it for his own livelihood.
Okay, that's interesting. What do you call the upper part of the barn?
The loft.
All right, say you've gathered up too much hay to fit into the barn. What do you call, how's it kept outside?
How is it kept outside?
Yeah.
Well, it would depend on the size of the operation. It's baled usually, but it's stacked otherwise.